Okay, and we are back with another installment of Bar Talk with
Beamer
and DJ K. We'd like to welcome all of our regular and loyal listeners.
And drinkers.
And drinkers, of course. And we'd like to welcome all of our new listeners as well. Welcome to Bar Talk. I am Keith, DJ K. Purnell. I'm resident DJ, comedian, entertainer of some sort. And we also have
Beamer. I am the resident partaker of a few alcoholic beverages as well as philosophizer of life and of dreams.
Life and of dreams.
And why not?
And basically, the show is two guys, we're in a bar. And we're basically doing what people do in a bar, which is we eat, we drink, and we talk bar talk.
That's correct.
Yeah, we are broadcasting live from Tom Fullery's restaurant and bar. Is that what
you
it is?
You know what? We just had the manager here. We didn't even ask him again. Yeah. I'm going to go with restaurant and bar until we are corrected. Restaurant and bar.
Tom Fullery's
restaurant and
restaurant
bar.
In Middletown, Delaware. And our manager extraordinaire, general manager extraordinaire, Justin, is in the building. And he's like Cher and Madonna. He's one name. He's just Justin.
He's Justin.
Oh,
he's
we're
Justin.
Down to one name now because you were throwing out my government for a little while.
Right.
Okay. Well,
and you have to remember, from way back there, we can barely hear you.
Oh, so I got to speak up a little bit more.
There you go.
I apologize.
All right. So
I also want to apologize to the masses for not being present the last recording. I am sorry, but even God takes one day off.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
So with that,
we may have had to change our person of the year. All right.
I'm going to be scared to walk out later on next to Justin because the lightning bolt might come from the sky and burn his ass up for that one.
All right. So with that, again, we want to welcome you to Bar Talk. Okay. We're going to start off with our customary,
but this is a special customary cheer of a.
This is our wait. This is our Christmas.
Toast.
All right, we wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Mahagna, Hagna, or whatever.
Mahalo.
Or Durka, Durka, Durka. All right, here we go.
All right, Justin, can you explain how there is so much foam on top that none of it dissolved?
And that was the largest. I think we just, what were these? It was Jager bombs.
That was a Jager bomb.
These were the largest Jager bombs I've had in a long time.
Well, Keith and I compose ourselves. We're going to take a quick break.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Bar Talk. It's real shit here, folks.
It was December 24th on Hollis Ave at the dark when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog.
Okay, and we are back, and
yes, we are, Keith. We're back,
and we have to once again, and this is at Beamer's request here, we have to do another toast.
It's another quick toast. We just did a toast with the Jager bomb, which is great, except now it tastes like I have sweet tart.
Now wait a minute. Hold on. Now, it was okay to keep running through the gamut and going right through when you were doing the freaking. What is it? The fire bombs, which is my kryptonite.
It was fireball.
Yeah.
It was a straight shot of fireball whiskey. That's it. Not fire bombs. Not car bombs. Not ticking bombs. Not time bombs. It was a fireball shot.
Fireball is my mortal enemy. But yeah, so here we are. We're drinking my
it's
drink
not my
now.
Mortal enemy, but I want to be able to talk for the rest of the podcast. And
so I do my drink. Which is a Jager bomb, and now he's like, I got
it. It's time to take pull the panties up and
take the chill off a little bit. All right, there we go. All right, here we go.
Cheers? No.
Okay.
And now we're here.
Now we're back. Okay. So we welcome everybody back. This is our Christmas.
It's Christmas. This is episode number 6. This is our holiday extravaganza.
Yes. So real quick, again, we want to wish everyone a merry, merry Christmas. For those who do not celebrate Christmas, you might as well just, I don't want to say not listen to the episode, but this is our Christmas episode, so.
Yeah, if you're atheist and you don't believe in Christmas, then, hey, that's great. We don't care. We want you to listen. Right, just get your panties out of a bunch.
Yeah,
and,
all right,
know, so enjoy just the right. drunken camaraderie of the season, you know what I mean?
And this is our, and the lines of Oprah Winfrey show that used to be on, it's not on anymore.
Yes, that's
and now Ellen is like the big thing now, and the big thing that they do on their shows around Christmas is they give away stuff to everyone in the audience.
What are we gonna give away, Keith? Sorry, I had to do it one time.
So,
that
was so funny. That was good. We're going to give. I can't do it. I'm black. I can't do it. Oprah, you're the white guy doing Oprah. So for all of our listeners. All you have to do first is contact us. You can contact us by email, which is bartalk1@yahoo.com. BARTALK, the number 1, @yahoo.com. Just say, I want my gift. That's all you have to type in there. And we are giving away stuff.
I mean, we are so cash heavy right now because at the end of the season, we got to get rid of it before tax time comes around.
That's right, and it's appreciation.
We don't care how many people get us.
Right, so we're doing this for all of our loyal viewers, listeners. I keep saying viewers, all our loyal listeners. It's Christmas time, so this is the Bar Talk Christmas giveaway episode. All right, we're going to talk about a few things first, but throughout the show, we'll just be. Randomly just saying what our giveaway is. And all you have to do is just say, hey, I want my gift. All right?
We'll go. If it comes down to we have so many responses, which would be great, we'll go. We'll throw it in a hat, and we'll figure out who gets what.
Right.
But you know what? Everything will be personalized from us.
Right.
To you.
Okay. So one thing I came across, which I thought is very, I would say, amusing, very... very, can I say correct and exact? I came across the, I don't know if you're familiar with the Urban Dictionary. Every once in a while, there's a term. And in order for, shall I say, the non-urban population of the world.
He's talking about white people.
The non-urban population.
And not all white people. He's just talking about cracker, you know. Oh, excuse me. He's talking about the white people all black comedians make fun of. You know, oh, excuse me, sir. How can I help you there? That'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
May I have a 40 ounce of ale? No, that's a 40.
It's a 40.
So, the Urban Dictionary, they have a definition of a lot of the urban terms, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So people can understand. They also have a different section in their website. They have different things. But they also have the meaning of your name. The Urban Dictionary.
Meaning of your name.
Meaning of your name. You can go to their they are in no way an affiliate of ours. They're not a sponsor. But we're going to throw them this plug because we're talking about this.
Yes,
UrbanDictionary.com.
It's a fun website.
Very fun. You can go and you type in your name and it gives you the meaning of your name. There are multiple meanings. Like in any dictionary, there's multiple definitions.
I've got a lot of definitions that are pretty much spot on to me. Right. So yeah.
So let me first. We're gonna go.
Hold on. But we want to make sure this is clear because we know this is Bar Talk with Beamer and DJK. Well, first off, his government name is not DJK.
No, it's not.
It's not. So he's going to be going by his first name, which is Keith, has been brought up before. I would be going by my first name, even though my last name is Beamer. It's pretty convenient as a nickname. I know. Yeah, you guys are in awe right now. First name is Steve. Steven, whatever you want to go by. So we're going to be going off of our first names, not off of our screen or our audio names. So just want to make sure that was clear. Just in case somebody's in there like, wait a minute, who's this guy he's talking about there? Keith?
Can you bore him any longer?
No.
Okay, so anyway.
Disclaimer.
All right, here we go. So I typed in Keith in the Urban Dictionary meaning of my name. And the first definition or meaning that came up is, okay, here we go. Keith, and I quote, a sweet-ass motherfucker looking for a good time that is not afraid of anything. And the origin of the name Keith is 15th century Scotland. And it is, that dude is a huge Keith that is used in a sentence. So, how do you feel about that?
Well, first off, I'm a little bothered because I went through.
You went through.
I went through my definitions and I did not have at one point in time a sweet ass motherfucker.
No, mother trucker.
Oh, mother trucker. I'm sorry, I misheard you on that. I didn't have mother trucker either. But
can I throw one more thing out real quick? I love yoga pants. Okay.
Yes, I love yoga pants too. Love pink. That's all I'm saying. Stay strong and love pink. If so, you understood what we were looking
but
at right now.
A sweet ass mother trucker. I've never heard that term before. Another one is Keith is someone who is smart, sexy, strong, fast, a ladies' man, and overall good at everything he tries. For example, wow, that guy is such a Keith. I want to do him so bad. Now, hopefully, there's a female saying that.
All right, so
I think that's pretty dead on.
I don't know. I'm starting to rethink.
I'm a sweet ass mother trucker.
I'm starting to rethink how I want to go through this because I might have to try to top your ass with every one of mine because that one.
I'm a sweet ass mother trucker.
Start with that, man.
How do you top a sweet ass mother trucker? All right, so what do we have for Steve? Now, how do you spell Steven? Are you like?
Well, I am by
Steven Singer. You know, Steven?
No, by the way my parents put it on my birth certificate is Stephen. It's not Stefan. It's not Stephanie.
If you were black, it would be like
Stefan. But right, I don't have an O in it.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I'm Steven. That's fantastic. Whoa. Look at me. I'm white. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I'm going to the Urban Dictionary to look up my name.
Oh, Stephen Q. Urkel. Did I do that? Yeah, so. All right, I'm just going to go. I'm going to start reading through. I'll go to my first one. And I got some good ones later on, so don't think that I'm just a fucking square that you're talking about.
All right.
But Stephen is, it's a Greek in origin. I've come to the conclusion Stephen is the coolest.
You're Greek?
The name is.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you, what is your origin of your name?
Mine's Scotland.
Scotland. Are you Scottish, Keith?
Certainly not.
Oh. What is that? No. Oh, she's stealing cookies.
I'll leave them there. Damn.
Okay. It's hard to.
No, we have. If you guys remember, our former past guest, Amanda Posey's in the building.
Hi, hey guys.
We were given a container of cookies, and we were about to partake, and then they were just taken from us.
They did not make them.
They weren't taken. They were forcefully taken from us.
I had cookie in hand, saliva about to drop on it, and just ripped, ripped from my loins.
They're liars. Everything is a lie.
And we do have the girl walking away with the cookie tin.
We do have to admit the puppies are looking mighty fine tonight.
Yes, they are.
Yes. Very fine. And she runs away.
She runs away.
For her safety.
So,
Stephen is of Greek origin.
Greek origin,
yes. Okay.
It's conclusion that Stephen is the coolest male name, whether it's pronounced Stefan, Steve-N. It's just awesome. This is, I don't know, I think it was a white person who wrote this one. Steven and Stevie are also the coolest nicknames. That's why I go by the name Beamer.
So
I just want to make sure that's clear.
Because he drives a Hyundai.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that was clear why I go by the name Beamer over Steven.
Oh, wait a minute, wait
Steven
a minute.
Is an awesome name also in that definition.
That first can I see the first sentence? What is it? Steven.
I've come to the conclusion that Steven is about the coolest
That's
male
about
name.
About the coolest male
this
name.
This is great. Golly gee woggers. I mean, this is a fantastic name.
That is the whitest phrase. You're right. A white person definitely
wrote that. A white person wrote that.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Hello, what is mine?
Oh, they're happy. They're like, we're on the Urban Dictionary writing about Steven. This is awesome. Don't tell them that we're white.
I'm a sweet-ass mother trucker, and I have the coolest
name. It's just awesome. Yeah, that's my favorite part
Come
of it.
On,
it's
man.
The coolest male name, and it's just awesome. You got to deal with that, yeah.
Okay, what's the? You gotta have a couple. There's multiple definitions. What we got? You gotta have
more. I'll go.
My second one was: I'm smart, sexy, strong, fast. I'm a ladies' man. I'm overall good at everything I try. That was my second definition.
My second definition is that I'm the most beautiful man in existence. I have stunning eyes that make your heart fall through the floor when you crinkle with my perfect smile. I'm deep, unlike most boys, and extremely intelligent. I have a big heart, and I don't realize when I'm being taken for granted for, even though I would never admit that. But sometimes I can't just see what's in front of me. I'm an overanalyzer, very stubborn, but I'll admit defeat when I have to. I like girls. Girls may drive me crazy. I'm easy to fall in love with, hard to figure out. And then by the quote that they had here, who was that? Oh, that's just my friend Steven. Do you like him? Of course. Do you like him? I don't deserve him. That's Steven, motherfucker. What?
We gotta give him a round of applause for that. Because, that was a sexy-ass paragraph. Good Lord.
Oh, I mean, but I'm
awesome. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, right there. All I did was change a couple pronouns. Instead of going he, I put I. That's just my friend Steven. Yeah.
I don't deserve him.
I don't deserve him. Maybe you do. Wow. Maybe you don't, girl.
Okay, well.
I think it's a little. He got the papers right now. I don't know what's going on with him.
Beamer, would you like to cuddle? I won't charge you on this one.
Yeah, you better not. That's illegal.
Look, all right. Well, now here's what's crazy because my next one. No, I joked about your, it's a cool name. You went from nerdy to fucking sexy.
To Barry White.
Mine was badass. I'm a sexy mother trucker. I'm good at everything I try. Okay, now it's my turn now. And I'm kind of embarrassed to even say this because I'm embarrassed to be a black man saying this. Here is my next, the third definition of my name. Keith, a really fat joint. Not to be confused with a blunt. A Keith is a joint that is about to bust out of the papers. Hey, don't Bogart my Keith. What the hell is that?
I'm actually missing a page here, Keith. That's not good.
Oh, you could have took this page. I had that definition on there. I've never heard anybody say that.
I think you got to pronounce it with like a Keith. Yo, don't Bogart my Keith, man.
No, so K-E-E-F, yeah, okay. Now, let me throw one more. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Here's how I'm going to win everybody back. Ladies, listen close. Keith, a shy, simple, quiet type that sits back and watches. He has a heart of gold and will give you peace and love. He watches over you without you even knowing. His tender touch and beautiful eyes will cause your heart to skip a beat. Oh my, see that guy in the corner? He is such a Keith. I feel like I'm on like a Harlequin romance.
You know what I mean?
I'm on a cover of Harlequin romance book.
I had like some Barry White shit going on. You're Fabio, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was kind of gay right there. That was, I may have a few guys fucking emailing Bar Talk after
hey,
that
Keith,
one.
How you doing?
Oh, jeez. All right, what do you got, man?
All right. Well, my next one's next.
We got the battling definitions here. We got the dueling definitions here.
Okay. My next one's a short one. It actually kind of ties into the one before, so I might just go and do two at once.
All right.
Here's the remainder of the... basically, it's the remainder. It's one of the most funniest, cute men ever. He has short, brownish-black hair with adorable eyes. Steven, will you ask me out? Question mark. I don't know, bitch. Maybe, you know, you make it worth it. But that's just me. I don't know. Kind of weak.
Yeah, very weak. What's the next one?
Well, the actual, we won't go to that one. That's actually the real meaning of my name. So we won't go to that one yet.
Oh, so all the other ones were fake.
This is actually the reason why my parents named me
Steve. So the whole one that made women melt was fake.
No, it's real. But I'm saying this is the reason my parents named me was the definition that is up right here.
Okay.
I mean, I could say it right now if you'd like. It's a little bit more scholarly than we really want to go.
Have you gentlemen taken the time to Urban Dictionary my name?
We have not.
Okay, we have Justin Falk. Oh, I almost gave it away. Justin.
Going out the government again.
Our general manager of Tom Fullery's. And we're going to Urban Dictionary his name.
First definition.
The first definition. Here we go.
Sexy, without flaw, loving, kind-hearted, name for someone special to you, thoughtful. Ladies, by the way, I am a married man.
He looked up Steven again.
An awesome dude who could take over the world. Genius, has tons of friends.
Was this Wikipedia? Because you know, with Wikipedia, you can type in your own info.
Again,
is
ladies,
this,
I'm
is this IamJustin.com? I mean...
One who has a
Justin's
huge
are the coolest
cock and pleases
org.
The ladies.
Okay, well,
read
whoa,
that
whoa.
One again.
Oh, Jesus.
One who has a huge cock and
yeah,
pleases
he has a farm. He has a chicken farm. It's Delaware. Look it up. Delaware has a lot of chicken farms.
How again, did you how did you spell Justin? Chicken. That's what I want to know.
He put Timberlake behind it.
How did you put in a K? There's no K-E-I-T-H in the spelling of Justin.
Greatest thing on the planet, period. Also the name for possibly the sexiest man alive. Again, ladies, I am
written by Justin Faulkner.
That was not. None of those are written by me. That's straight off Urban Dictionary. Look it up.
Because nobody writes anything on Urban Dictionary.
You know, don't believe everything you read on the internet now. I'm just saying. We're going to throw that disclaimer out there.
What? I thought that was the truth. They had the State Farm commercial about that. You can
the
believe
State
everything
Farm commercial
on the internet.
Okay, well, I found something else about Keith during your little...
I am Justin the Great. That's all.
And that is not a that is an unconfirmed reading there.
You say what you want. Y'all, the people can Google that or Urban Dictionary that on their own.
I don't trust the man who don't even trust his own eyes. He wears frames with no lenses in it. Who are you doing? Who are you, Dwayne Wayne?
I'm the sexiest man alive. I do what I want.
No. Okay, here we go. Here's another definition of Keith. Check this out. An intelligent, tall, handsome, witty, thoughtful, sweet, strong, respectful, kind, patient, imaginative, ingenious, logical, motivated, balanced, responsible, helpful, open-minded, utterly kissable, well-traveled man with a great ass. Boom!
Booyah, Beamer. There are two things I want to say about that. Real fast.
Two?
Just
two.
Number one, he couldn't even get through it without laughing. Yeah. That's the first thing that's wrong with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he got the ass. He was like, yeah.
The second one is, I'm looking at this, and I'm, you know, I'm intelligent, tall, you know, those are all antonyms.
Yeah.
For what I would think Keith is.
And they're adjectives.
I would agree. I was thinking these adjectives.
It's an adjective first. It's an adjective first.
But they're antonyms,
but the antonyms
for
you. For your definition. For the definition
if
of
I
you.
If I was going to define Keith Purnell, it'd be like some asshole that shows up twice a week.
Well,
Keith,
I don't think...
you have not been paid yet, so remember that.
I don't think that that can be topped right there. I think that is... I'm trying to look here.
I don't know. I'm kind of digging the one with the ridiculously huge cock who pleases the ladies. I don't think that one can be topped.
Or, all right.
I don't know. Ladies, you tell me.
So I'm going to do another definition.
All right. Beamer, what
and,
do you have?
Steven, guy that often gets passed by. No one gets to know him. He is funny, smart, witty, sincere, sweet, nice, and hot. He's an amazing guy. His only flaw is that he doesn't tell the girl he likes that he likes her. Girl one, why would you like Steven? Because he's amazing. Whatever. Girl walks away. I love you, Steven. Yeah. Love you too, girl.
The white berry white over here. I love you, girl. All right. With that, I have to say, I'm eating some wings here right now.
Yes, it's Keith's eating food.
The
he's
wings
training
here
still.
Are awesome.
He's,
yes.
He's still in training for the Wing Bowl. Couldn't
getting ready for
today.
The Wing Bowl. My stomach is stretching out. What did I eat today? I had two hoagies. Well, we had I catered. I was at a holiday party,
okay.
So I had two Let me see. It would be equivalent to two hoagies because I had.
Well, for people that are they across were sliced the country,
up. Yeah,
a hoagie would be
a submarine sandwich,
yeah. A sub by you know certain standards. It's a lunch meat sandwich and a French style loaf roll. Just in case you've never had one and you haven't, poor bastards.
At a party setting or party platter, it's all sliced up. So I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 slices. And what else did I have? Then I had 2 hot dogs. And I'm eating wings now. And yeah, that was my intake for today. 2 shock tops. Getting my stomach stretched out and lined out. And I was supposed to call into the radio station to get in. 2 days in a row. I was on the phone total waiting. The first time was 1.5 hours. The second time was about 45 minutes. So I'm still trying to get in, still in training as well. So it's all working out. So we are going to take a quick break.
Well, we're going to come back.
We're going to come back and we're going to start some of our Christmas giveaways.
Some of our Christmas giveaways. Right. And also we'll continue on with some of our accurate to the T definitions of our names.
And we have some special guests going to be popping in. So,
yes, we do.
Should be very entertaining here.
I heard Santa wanted a shot.
Yeah, and a black Santa at that. Ha ha. Nah. How about that, Fox News? All right, we'll be back right after this.
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
Thank you.
I never want to know a day that's 160 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
Okay, we are back with Bar Talk.
Our Christmas edition.
Christmas edition of Bar Talk. It's the Bar Talk Christmas giveaway.
That is right. It's almost the Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest of us. See, we actually, all you have to do is, real quick, is just email us at bartalk1@yahoo.com. bartalk1@yahoo.com. And just say, I want my gift. And yes. We have a vast array of prizes. That's not even prizes, of gifts.
Of extravagant merchandise for you.
Extravagant merchandise for you. We're going to go over a couple of things, but we will be, as the show goes on, naming out some of the various gifts we'll be bestowing.
Yes. That we will be blessing you with.
Okay. But I think Beamer came across a couple, or was it one more thing about... About your name?
Oh, I've got a few more things about my name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were past it, but he dug up a couple things.
Well, of course. Who we got right here? The most amazing guy ever. Known how to treat a girl right. Is extraordinary, beyond amazing in bed. Funny, sexy. Can have any girl he wants. But chooses to be with the dumbest girl. And wow, that I didn't expect. I missed that part of that one.
chooses to be with the dumbest girl
in the world. All because he truly loves her.
Oh,
Steven is perfect.
Steven is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
He is. I mean, it.
Okay, we can chalk that up to the I Love Beamer website where you that, got that, that no, definition
I'm sorry,
from.
Keith. Who got these? I think that was you, actually.
Yeah, I did think so. All right, and there's now I know that there's one more that's
oh, there's gotta be, of course.
That's very special to you that you really
I mean, could I give you the actual true definition? Yes. You want the true definition of my name and actually know where my parents actually came up with the idea.
Mine is really short and sweet. Mine is like in four words. Actually, two words. It is of Scottish descent, the name Keith, and it means forest dweller. Okay. That's it. That's all I got. Forest dweller. Nigga hanging in the woods. That's me.
The last time you've been in the woods.
Exactly.
And when you've been in the woods, not screaming and yelling, oh shit, what am I doing in the woods? Running out as fast as possible.
Was that supposed to be a black voice?
I think it was. I'm sorry. I'm amazing. I'm awesome. What
I didn't know I sound
about?
Like that. Oh shit, what is Oz doing in the woods?
Yeah, right. that was a little...
Okay, so
that was the wrong tone, though.
So okay, now here's your parent given.
This is the reason why my parents gave me the name, and I thought it was funny that it came up on Urban Dictionary.
And this is very appropriate around Christmas time, so we have to get serious.
It actually is. It's it comes from a Greek name, Stephanos, and it's meaning.
Wait a minute,
Stephanos.
We just said this whole thing. How about it's going to be real serious?
Stephanos.
We got Black Chris in the building, right? He says Stephanos.
Stephanos. It's Greek. Stephanos.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Uncle Jesse. Jesse is a Greek name on Full House. Stephanos can be a fucking Greek name right now. That's all I'm saying. Okay. It means crown. St. Stephen was an early Christian martyr who was stoned to death as told in Acts in the New Testament, motherfucker.
God damn.
Yeah, see now.
That's so violent.
He got killed.
And quartered and killed?
Yeah,
because he had that gay-ass name.
Yeah, another St. Stephen is a patron saint of Hungary, the first Christian king in the country. There's also been 10 popes with the name of Stephen. There's also names of kings of England, Serbia, and Poland.
I know two crackheads named Stephen. And a homeless guy.
Come on, man. I told you not to say nobody. What the hell?
With half a leg.
They're on that blue mat.
But also with that definition is also considered one of the top 100 masculine and sexy names of the modern nations, possessed only by people who will succeed greatly in life, opposed to the name Stephen possessed by druggies.
Okay, now...
That's V-E-N compared to S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Okay, Black Chris, can you name any sex symbol or, I don't know, superstar that's named Stephen? I'm
this
just throwing it out there.
Right
oh, wait,
here.
Stephen Baldwin?
Well, I'm going to name Stephen.
Stephen Beamer. Oh, see that? Look, see?
I'm going to name Stephen.
Yeah.
So you asked me...
Fuck you. That's all right, back to Keith.
I Forest Dweller.
All right, so that was very good. Round of applause to Beamer, the Greek name Beamer, his true definition of his name.
Yeah, you know what it means about being perfect. You don't have to brag about how big your dick is. They know how big your dick is.
Look, there you go. Notice I never brought up my manhood, but yeah, he had to throw his out there.
No, I'm talking about Justin.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm talking about Justin's definition.
Neither one of us had.
Neither one of us said that shit.
All right.
And so, I was, sir, this is the honorary handshake of the night right there. You can't hear.
Honorary handshake.
Yeah. We don't.
And high five the Black Chris.
You mean Chris Steven?
According to Urban Dictionary, I have a huge cock.
According to the Urban Dictionary, wait a minute. Is this ilovechris.com? What the fuck? Everybody got their own website. And that's it. That's all it says.
Definition.
It just says slang. Have a huge cock. That's it. So, ladies, if you want no conversation, no personality, no job, no money, if you just want a huge cock, go to Black Chris.
I'm down with it.
But be careful.
Use me.
But be careful. Don't go to Chris Brown because you might get smacked up afterwards.
Yeah. Hey.
Sweep it.
So, all right. So,
oh, I don't even know where we're at, Keith.
I know
we are enjoying our holiday extravaganza. That's where we're at, Keith.
And we do have a new slogan. It's It's God Bless Yoga Pants.
God Bless Yoga Pants.
You know, we're going to have to post pictures on
online.
We gotta get up to date, man, with technology here.
Yes, we do.
We gotta get our Twitter account
set up. We will have a Twitter. We will have a Facebook
page.
We will have
a Vine.
A Vine. We will.
As a matter of fact, our first Vine video will be dedicated to yoga pants.
I'm setting up a Morse code website. That's how we're gonna get everything and anything. Just show these fucking yoga pants. That's all I'm saying. All
right. So, but let's get to the season at hand here. It is Christmas. And the same lines, like we said, like the other shows. I mean, Ellen has her Christmas giveaway. You know what? Fuck Ellen. To all her people, her audience, they get prizes. You know what? You guys viewing or listening, I keep saying viewing, listening to Bar Talk, we will not exclude you at all. All you have to do is email us at bartalk1@yahoo.com and just say, I want my gift.
And what is
it? Well, you know what? No. Give us a little something.
Give us something. I mean,
if you like it.
If you like us, tell us you like us.
If you don't like us,
you're late, we can take a picture too.
That is the weakest. You're doing your name. Yeah, you're doing your name.
I was trying to ladies man.
All right.
Hey, it's late.
So let's okay. Here's our first gift. Our first gift giveaway. Okay, now we have plenty of things here.
So what is this?
You don't know what you're going to get. This is part of our Christmas giveaway.
This is Bar Talk gift giveaway. Okay. Oprah again, one more time.
That was
all right. It was better the first time.
Okay, well, I've been drinking, so
yeah, you're very. I think they heard you in Camden, New Jersey, with that.
Oh, they're all over there looking. Like, oh my god,
is Oprah here? Oh my gosh, Oprah's here.
They're looking at their seats right now. What the fuck? What do we have?
Was that a bunch of?
Yeah, I know. That's why I said the white guy's doing the Oprah impression. All right. So, here we go.
I didn't even see that one.
Okay, wait.
No, that's done.
No, we got to throw this out there. Bieber found another. He found another definition of his name. It's really quick and short. All right, what is it?
No, it's not quick and short. It's Steven is a man with a bigger dick than Connor. I have no idea who Connor is, but
I don't know. The
I'm
name
sorry.
Connor, they probably ain't that
you,
big
you
anyway.
Poor bastard.
All right, so here we are. Here's our first gift. We're going to be talking about other things. Bieber has a couple things he wants to bring up. First thing, we have. You ready for this? We have. And this is, everything we have here is Bar Talk exclusive. You can't get this stuff anywhere else. We have a red solo cup. Sharpie engraved with our autographs and the official Bar Talk logo warrant.
That's
you
right.
Can't beat that. You cannot beat that. It's an 8-ounce cup. 8-ounce cup. Red. We're doing red. We're not doing any other color. We're doing red. Bar Talk red. Sharpie engraved. Fine tip. Sharpie engraved. Red solo cup. It has Beamer and DJ K. Sharpie engraved on it, as well as the Bar Talk logo on there. All you got to do is email us. bartalk1@yahoo.com. You can't get
That's
it
right.
anywhere else. You cannot get it anywhere else, and it's yours free. All right.
Free?
Also, free.
Whoa.
Free. And one more real quick. And that's not all. You know how you did on infomercials? And that's not all.
That's not all.
That's not all. We also have an official.
Official.
Coors Light coaster.
What?
A Coors Light coaster.
Coors Light coaster.
Sharpie engraved with the Bar Talk logo. And also the autograph of DJ K and Beamer. They have the Coors Light logo on it. It's official. Has a silver bullet written on it as well.
This fine one right here actually has our local university of Delaware Blue Hens.
That's right.
So it is actually coming from the first state.
Coming from the first state.
That's Delaware, in case you people are like, what the hell
that's
are they
right.
doing it
from? All right.
It was made in China.
But that's what
it
you
was
get.
It printed in Thailand.
A red solo cup and a red solo cup and a Coors Light coaster, Sharpie engraved with the autographs of DJ K and Beaver and Bar Talk. All right. So
I hear the excitement in the crowd.
It's very loud. Okay, so there's also been a lot of things happening in the news here. One thing.
Well, hold on. I think we both actually have to talk about one thing. Since it's the holidays, is this what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about, I don't know, the current event of news and the current event of holiday traditions?
Yeah, Christmas. Right, Christmas.
And
Christmas.
The fact that I kind of hate sometimes being a white person, is that what you're talking about?
See, you know what, usually...
But your taxes are good.
But see, usually, something happens in the news, it comes in, it goes up and down. At one point, there's like two or three incidences where black people go, God damn it, they fucking... Kanye West to say something, Chris Brown to do something, you're like, God damn. You know what I mean? And you be out with your friend, your wife, and they be like, yeah, did you hear? What? And they look at you like, why is he doing that? Why does Kanye say that? Like, we got the answer to, you know. So now...
There was another fake feed.
It's on you guys.
There was another fake feed of Kanye that I thought was going to be something to talk about.
It was a parody.
One after the parody. So it was two parodies in him, okay. Up for him for the last week.
But now,
so like,
yo, lately, white people, y'all been fucking up, man. Yeah,
well... Let's go and put that white people term a little, you know. We'll put some
prejudice around that. Y'all motherfuckers is fucking up.
Affluenza.
Yeah. Some rich-ass fucking white people that have been on the news, that run the news, been fucking up a little bit.
Shit was hilarious.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Okay, go ahead. For those who don't know.
The Fox News commentator, Megyn Kelly, she said, I don't have the full story, of course, but basically it was that there was people having issues with that, you know, Santa Claus was coming to an event and he was white.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, you know, he should be black. It was to a black gun.
It was an urban.
I'm sorry, an urban. I apologize, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Urban audience. All right, urban audience. Don't worry about it.
And they thought there would be no reason that would be an issue. Well, this tight-ass fucking twat. I'm sorry. I know it's Christmas time and I'm using the twat word.
I have to say this. If she wore yoga pants, I would have given her a pass on this whole subject. Okay, go ahead.
Well, that's a different thing. She wouldn't be saying that, well, everybody knows Santa Claus is white.
Yeah, yeah. And they were arguing about it. She goes, excuse me, to any kids who are listening, we all know that Santa is white. That's what she said. And then they kept going on into more about the religion. She goes, well, look. And she goes, again, kids, just to clarify, we all know Santa Claus is white and Jesus is white as well.
Oh, yeah. Jesus and Santa Claus, you know, two most important figures. Well,
the way she said it is like she was clearing it up. Oh, wait. Just so you know.
And this is the way it's always been. And anybody else that has a problem with it, you know, pretty much you're wrong. Well, I mean... I did see a great report by Jon Stewart on The Daily Show when he went off.
Jon Stewart.
When he went off on this bitch.
Yeah.
And he brought up the couple points of, you know, Jesus, who actually, you know, came from Bethlehem, who was, you know, Middle Eastern, who wouldn't have had a complexion of her pale white ass sitting there and saying that he was white. Nor Santa Claus, who was actually based upon a real saint of Turkey. I know it sounds like, oh, Turkey, that sounds funny. If you were to see the dude, he had a little bit of skin tone, and he was definitely more of a brother than he was
a
honky.
He's mocha.
Well, let me say this. I'm going to be a devil's advocate here. You know what? I look at it like this. Santa was delivering toys and shit in the snow for nothing. That's a white dude.
That's true.
Ain't no brother going to be... giving shit away, going through the snow. We don't do nothing in the snow. When it's snowing, if there's a crime going on, it's a white dude.
Nah,
we ain't getting our Nikes or Timberlands all messed up because of snow.
Hey. You might have a point on that one.
Keeping it real.
But at the same time.
We got a good Tim's. We got a winter Tim's. We got a dirty Tim's. You know, we out working or this or that.
But the funniest point was, you know, she goes and she makes these comments that are based upon, you know, stereotypes of art and everything that have been created in the last few hundred years, mainly by white people, showing the depiction of these people. She says, well, you know, this is what it is. And then, you know, after she has people come and complain saying, seriously, are you that, you know, yeah, you're that blind by...
She say, this was all a parody.
This was tongue-in-cheek. Oh, no, I didn't know I was just joking. All right, I'm going to put a disclaimer on this.
Uh-oh.
It was Fox News.
Yeah, it wasn't
everything
a
you
bit.
Say is fucking funny.
It wasn't Saturday Night
because
Live.
A lot of that shit you say is completely wrong in the first place. And this is an editorial note by Steve.
And let me say this too, man. It's funny because the one example that is always used is that whenever there's an black issue or whatever, right? And this is funny. You can research this. Whenever there's a conversation about something about black neighborhoods or urban neighborhoods or this or that, here's the one example every black person uses. Well, I'm not going to say every black person. A non-educated on the issue. Do you have a celebrity because they're black? They throw them on this freaking board, you know, like on a Fox thing. I'm just using that CNN, yeah. And they have like a college professor, a black activist, and then they have, you know, a black rapper, and they're all saying these things about, you know, black history and this or that. And then here's the uneducated black person or unprepared black person, the rapper or the black comedian or the black actor, and they say, well, you know, in the hood, in every corner, there's a liquor store, but you don't see them in the white neighborhoods. Bam! That's there.
Well, that's true. I'm saying what he said, the comedians and the rappers do say, that is true. I've heard it.
You've heard that. Thing is, what the hell does that mean? And here's another thing. They all say this about the black Jesus. I'm going to say this. And to all my black people that are listening, because you're all thinking it, and you're going to say, it says in the Bible, hair of wool and skin that was copper. I need a black person to tell me where that quote is in the Bible. I know it's in there. Don't ask me where it's at. I know it's in there. But if you've seen Good Times, Michael talked about it.
Yes.
If you heard KRS-One, You Must Learn, he brings it up.
Yes, he does.
So I'm saying it's in there, but don't let that and the example of ain't no liquor stores or gun shops in the suburbs be your only defense to any questions about race relations or this or that. Because it always brought up. It's been used.
And
it's been done.
I always found it funny.
So just do some research. That's what I'm getting at. Research.
Skin color of copper.
Research.
Are we talking about AIDS where it's green or are we talking...
From where he was from, because he posed as a pharaoh's... Remember, he was blending in with the pharaoh, and that group of people were dark-skinned people. And the only way he can pass as a pharaoh's son or this or that is if you look just like him, again, from KRS-One. But, those are dark-skinned people.
Of course. So. No. But, I mean, it's going to cover. When I think of copper, I'm thinking like a goldy shiny.
I'm thinking
if I see a motherfucker walking by and this kid's shining like goldish copper, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck is that dude?
What's the sunblock tone? It was like a PF 13 or something like that.
I'm getting a sunburn just standing next to the motherfucker because it's bouncing off his skin. I mean,
George Hamilton was like, could be almost black.
Yeah, he was copper, yeah. That is, you know what? Maybe he was the descendant of Jesus. We didn't even realize.
He could have been black because, I mean, you know, hey, baby daddy wasn't around.
It's true.
I'm just
saying. I've got one. I always thought it was interesting to think about it. He's like Middle Eastern people and that, people that come from like the Holy Lands. If they were to live in a cold, non-really sunny climate for maybe 20, 30 years, how many of them would really look like they come from the Middle East after that?
Yeah, exactly.
You got generations and generations that get away and disappear, you know, maybe out for a couple hundred years, and they live in a cold-ass area where the sun barely comes around, and you start looking like, okay, you know what? The blacks of the blacks aren't that dark, and the whitest of the whites, yeah, that's still pretty fucking white, you know what I mean? Like, they get whiter and whiter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I want to add one more thing to this conversation, or to this topic here.
Ed.
God bless yoga pants. All right, so...
God bless yoga pants.
Yoga pants.
All right.
The funny thing is, now we're broadcasting, we're taping the show live at Tom Fullery's restaurant and bar, Middletown, Delaware, and there is a group of elderly black women. Now it's about technically right now, it's almost 1 a.m. Okay, we taped this show late. There's a group of, and they're listening. There's a group of elderly black women. And every time Beamer, like, did his his Oprah Winfrey or our little yoga pants chant. They all kind of glance over. We're really going to get him. Watch this. Beamer, can you do Chewbacca for me real quick?
Oh, would you like to hear Chewbacca? All right. You ready?
Stop. All right, do the... the turkey gobble.
The right, so. Entertainment value of this podcast will be immense.
And also, thank you, Amanda. We want to say a big shout out to Amanda in the building. All right. Get your dogs and cats spayed and neutered. All right. She's a big dog
or vice versa,
animal
whatever.
Activist. Yeah. Vice versa. Is that right? Spayed. Yeah. You neuter a dog and you spay a cat. All right. Okay. another gift to our viewers or our listeners. Please, bartalk1@yahoo.com. We have a bar napkin. Not just any bar napkin.
A bar napkin, Keith? How is that going to actually be a good prize for anybody?
It's not just any bar napkin.
What do you mean?
This napkin is Sharpie engraved with Beamer's name and phone number.
Oh, God. Yes, the women are in here really enjoying that one right now.
Beamer's
autographed
name and phone number.
And phone number.
And do we have to mention the definition of your name again?
Steven or
we could
throw something out there.
You will get the napkin.
If the ladies would like to hear something,
and this napkin can be unfolded. It has flower engraves on it. Okay, flower raised. Flowers on it.
It's an embossed flower with a nice border out. Yeah, it is. And it actually folds.
It's
out
about 10 inches. It's about 10 by 10.
It folds again. It unfolds again.
Right. It's so about a 10 by 10 bar napkin.
We're looking at a 8 by 2 napkin panel. And it's a very nice, high quality dinner
and
napkin.
And these are limited. We have limited quantities. Limited quantities of the Sharpie engraved napkin with Beamer's name, his autograph, and phone number. And
you know what we're gonna do?
What's that?
Should I just drop? You know what? Fuck it. It's gonna have DJ K's name on there as well. How about that?
But in disclaimer, we'll not have DJ K's phone number because DJ K might get in trouble for that.
Yeah, because, I got all the women lined up waiting on me. All right, so we have our Sharpie engraved red solo cup. We have our Coors Light coaster. We have the napkin with Beamer's phone name and phone number. Limited quantities on this one here. And you know what? Let's throw in the salt and pepper shaker.
Throw in the salt? Come on, Keith. We're going to go broke.
Salt.
How can you throw in the salt and pepper shaker?
That's that type of show.
Keith, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Salt and pepper shakers? I'm thinking maybe a salt shaker, maybe a pepper shake. Not both of them together.
Does it have the salt and pepper in it?
Salt and pepper is in it. And wait. Oh, Sharpie engraved. Sharpie engraved. Bartalk, BJK, Beamer's name on it. Can't beat that. Christmas giveaway. We're giving shit away. Giving it away. And all you got to do is email us. bartalk1@yahoo.com. Is that simple?
That's simple.
Where's my gift? No, not just that. You got to give us a little conversation, a little something.
Yes. Right? If you're going to get my phone number, I got to get some information about you. Hit me up. Hit the email up.
This ain't the love line, motherfucker. Wait, relax.
Who knows, man?
Relax. You already got the definition of your name. That should be enough there. So, anyway.
What's your email again?
Little Black Chris is emailing right
now. He's emailing right now. We're not even going to be able to get out of the show before.
Oh, shit. We do got to figure out how we're going to get this shit to people, man.
We would. You got to be in like a 5-mile radius from one of these.
Santa will deliver it.
I'm sorry.
All you got to do is just look on your tree.
Chris, the email address is bartalk1.
BARTALK, the number one, at yahoo.com. Just say, I want my gift, and you will get one of the fabulous prizes or gifts that we have mentioned here. All right?
So, sorry, it's actually pronounced GIFs now.
GIFs.
Yeah, GIFs.
Oh, okay. Woo, comedy's not your strong point, is it, baby?
It is not. It's loving.
All right, you just stick
it's loving.
You just stick to...
You'll never fall. No, sorry.
So you have to stick to your... Maybe I'll do the comedy, and you
I'll just be sexy.
You do the inspirational moments. It's just about that time.
All right.
It is about that time. We always wrap it up with a Beamer. Inspirational.
This is gonna be this is actually a heartfelt inspirational moment from Beamer, and I apologize if I break up a little bit because this is actually truthful and honest, and this is making my Christmas a lot better. A couple months ago, my nephew had some surgery. He had some complications from the surgery. Had a little bit of a stroke, and he's been in the hospital. We were given the news today that he will actually be coming home after just about 2.5 months of being in the hospital. He was supposed to be in until about March. And he will get to celebrate Christmas because he's coming home Christmas Eve. And we will have Christmas together with him. He'll be able to be back with his family, with his brothers and sisters, with everybody that loves him. So the one real huge point from that is I thank everybody that, you know, gave any kind of support that asked, that, you know, cared enough to just... for somebody that they did not know. And I want to go and I want to say to you guys, for this next year coming up, don't let that stop. I mean, it doesn't have to be my nephew. It doesn't have to be. It just don't stop caring for others. Because once we stop caring about others, we stop caring. And once we stop caring, there's no reason behind anything and there's no reason behind this world. So all I want to say is I'm glad that I got to know and I've got to realize how many people love and care for my nephew, and I've gotten to realize the support system that we have. So as long as we're on, I hope that there's always going to be support for this podcast, for everything that we do, for every endeavor and everything in your lives. I hope you have just the same. Keep strong, even though it doesn't seem like it. It'll get better, and there's always people to care. Thank you.
All right, so with that, we're going to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Kwanzaa. Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Feliz Navidad.
Hanukkah's over, so don't say it.
We can't say it.
And we hope that they had a joyous Hanukkah.
There you go.
All right. Okay. So that's been Beamer's inspirational moment.
Yeah.
And that's Bar Talk.
Bar Talk.
And we will see you on the flip side.
Merry Christmas.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.